everybody.
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am one of the hosts of this fantastic, hilarious podcast. And I'm joined by my husband, the other host of this podcast. Tell me who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Marcus Anthony, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. Tanks Riders, a.k.a. That dude said something bad about Tallahassee.
Marcus is the other wonderful host of today's podcast, and we want to say a special thank you to our Patreon who have been here with us for the past 30 minutes as we struggled to make this podcast happen, and we'd like to call them our immediate family, our angel wings, our tanks riders, our heifers. They're in the building. Oh boy. So if you too would like to watch us do this live and fail over and over and over again, perseverance, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you telling? You can say it right. It is also perseverance.
No, it's not.
It is too perseverance too. You can be a part of our Patreon too for the low low of $5. You get all the perks that everybody else gets, as well as even some of our old stuff is still up there. You can get everything.
Ain't going nowhere.
And it ain't going nowhere. By going to our Patreon at That Chick Angel, www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. And we have a couple of sponsors. These are people, companies that have partnered with us and would love for us to advertise their products to our audience. And they allow us to be able to make this podcast and pay our bills. Amen. So, Marcus, tell them who our sponsors
are. Our sponsors are Plates. I was writing plates.
No, wait a second. And hard stop. Let me tell you about my co-host. He ain't got many things he's got to do.
I came in so confident and wrong.
He doesn't have that much to do as far as in setting up. And the ins and out. And we just went over who our sponsors were. And
y'all ever did that thing where they write the color red, like R-E-D, but they do it like a blue crayon and they get you to read.
Yes.
I was writing. I was looking at stamps, but right. Anyway, sponsors.
Plates. What company is that? We'll be sponsored by plates and cups today. Next week, we'll be sponsored by spoons. Come
Plates.
You said it so confidently wrong.
Oh, man. Hold on.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm about to.
Steps. Every plate. The mug pack. Make sure y'all support our sponsors. When you support them, you support us. And we will tell you more about them later on in this podcast. Oh, the back of my head is hurting.
So, mine too. God
dang. Yeah. Jeff said, Reynolds Spoon.
Reynolds Spoon.
Oh, man.
Oh, just came in so strong.
All right.
That's all right, babe.
Don't touch me.
I'm a sticky side. Get your hands on me. That's mine.
What's that from?
Dr. Phil, I think it was that he was like, look at your husband. Look at him. She's like, yeah, that's mine. He's like, look at the screen behind you. And he's doing something stupid on there. I'm a stick beside him. That was that.
Oh, I wish I'd seen it.
Oh.
All right.
The back of my head hurt as
All right, y'all.
Well, this is going to cause an argument. Coming out the block.
Yeah. Hot.
Hot. Okay, so if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. You see this mess
see
out here.
See what you've been missing? foolery. You've been missing this.
The foolery. We are so happy to have you join us. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please rate and review us. It makes us more discoverable. And wherever you're listening to us, rate us. Give us all the stars that are possible. And if you don't like the show, still give us all the stars possible because it's free. And yeah. You know what? You should still bless us, even if we ain't blessing you.
Because don't block your blessing.
Don't block your blessing. Right. Listen. This is a every week podcast. No, leave my straps alone. If you're not watching, which you can do, you can watch it on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. You can also subscribe to our other YouTube channel, Tanksley TV. You can watch this as well. So you can also see that Marcus was in tears at his plates.
Plates!
Oh, man. Like the worst Family Feud answer type thing.
Everybody's like, what? What did you just say?
That's not what I meant to say.
Sorry, Steve. What I meant was.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyways, as I was saying, This podcast goes up every single Wednesday, and we just talk about random topics. It's just, you're getting to really know the inner workings of our brains and our thoughts on things, and also seeing a functioning couple working with each other. Sometimes we dysfunctional. That's why it's called. It's just going to cause an argument.
Dysfunctional, functioning couple.
Amen. Yes, that is exactly right. So, what segment do you want to do today? You want to do Tanks and Cry? We did both last time, so now I'm like, ugh.
We can do Tanksley Pride. I feel like everybody deserves an update from Amar. He is doing 1,000 times better. Last podcast we did, y'all saw he was very sick.
Yes, he was.
He only got worse. When Angel was gone, majority of the time, my entire day was spent on the couch holding him.
Yes.
He every now and then he would eat. He was very...
Lethargic?
Yeah, very lethargic, very low energy. He didn't do a lot of crying. The Angel induces the crying for him.
I don't induce it. It's just...
No, I'm saying you being around is what does it.
Mm-hmm.
But he, with me, he didn't do any crying. Like, if I set him down, he would literally just stand there with this awful look on his face until I would come back. But he's doing a whole lot better now.
He's still spoiled.
He's still awful from... This let me cross them. They apparently are supposed to be crossed up.
I'm okay with this doing this. Why is it bothering you?
Anyway.
If you're not watching, what's happening is my strap continues to fall off of my soft, velvety shoulders. And Marcus can't control himself, so he wants to keep the strap up. If not, he will take advantage of me sexually in ways that I like. But that's not the time nor the place, so calm yourself, babe. It's all right.
You're just an idiot. Back up. He gets no love.
No, I want to give you a kiss to help calm you.
Anyway, he's doing a whole lot better. He's doing a lot. Like, he's back to the Amar that we brought back from Kentucky, which is a jerk.
Yes.
He's spoiled. I'm going to have to re-engineer him because he is not the child. He's not independent anymore.
No.
He wants you to wait on him hand and foot like his two grandmothers and his adopted granny did.
Yes.
I'm not here for it. It'll be easier to get him into that mode because Angel is on tour.
Yes, praise
so
God.
So he knows I don't care.
Yes, he's like, dog, daddy will just let me sit here and cry.
Yeah, and he knows that. So he was like, I'll shorten my cry up. Instead of trying to stretch it to 10 minutes, I'll do it for about 45 seconds and then I forget why I was crying.
Mm-hmm.
But so he's good now. But we still gotta fix him.
Speaking of him continuing along this Tanksley Pride story, my baby turns 2 in 3 days. Where they do that at? He's turning 2 years old.
Yeah.
Your youngest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Speaking of Tanksley Pride, let's just make sure. So somebody made a comment on the last The Bald and the Beautiful that we did. Oh, you saw?
You didn't catch it? So we did a Bald and the Beautiful. And during our introduction, everybody went down the line and said who they were. And I was like, I'm Marcus Anthony. And that reminded Melissa of a contestant on her new show. Make sure you check it out. What's it called? Love on Stage?
Love on Stage.
Love on Stage. I'm Melissa Fredericks.
No. It'll be on the app,
but it's Melissa Fredericks. Anyway, she was like, oh, there's this dude on the show, one of the contestants that looked just like a grown-up version of Little Marcus. Like, just like him, but grown up. And I was like, how old is he? Or whatever, and nobody caught it. They were just like, oh, well, we don't know. And nobody caught it, but everybody in the comments caught it.
Well, tell them what they caught.
They caught the fact. You already know what they caught. I had to make sure that this young man wasn't young enough to be a child of mine before, that I made before I got with Angel. Or 6 months, no.
I kill you. Well, how would that, would you just be mad or hurt?
I would be mad at her.
I didn't say where it had
to
be.
Oh yeah, I would be furious. Got this child of mine that don't know me and I don't know it. Maybe. I mean, you would be furious too.
You talking about how?
But oh well, you deal with it. All right, that's all you're gonna do is deal with it.
Oh, Si must have failed. Tanksley Pride stories is about to continue. Yeah. I could hear him crying already as they come in.
It could have been Kyle was walking in front of him and he didn't like it.
Si, come here. We'll see. We'll find this Tanksley Pride story.
Y'all want to see this Tanksley Pride story?
Si. Sigh.
Sorry for the yelling. Come for the here. People that are only listening and not watching.
Close the door behind you.
He's doing the calm down. That suck up and then release.
Okay, let me take a deep breath in and pull it out. Slow down some more. Deep breath in. And blow it out. One more time. Okay, so what happened? Do you think I can understand you? I cannot. Okay, let's try again. You wanted to go down a hill, but they didn't? What, he fell asleep? Huh?
We only went one.
Down one hill? You wanted to go down the other hill?
Did you fall? Did you hurt yourself?
You just upset that you didn't get your way? Okay, go down the hill by yourself. Now, if a coyote gets you, you just gotta try to run fast. Because there are coyotes. Did I show you how the coyote attacked Lottie Dottie? Coyote almost ate Lottie Dottie. So they might eat you, but you're pretty fast. They're faster than you, but maybe if you zigzag, they won't catch you. Can you zigzag? You know how to zigzag? Let me see your zigzag.
We got to get on with this.
This is my Tanksley Pride story. Okay? Can you zigzag? Let me see your zigzag. You can't do it right now? Okay, go up, practice, and then after I finish the podcast, I want to see your zigzag. We'll see about you going down the second hill, okay? Okay. Stop chewing on your shirt. Wipe your face off. Go in the backyard and get some fresh air again.
Enabling.
How was that enabling?
They know they can't pull that with me. You can't come in here not being speechless.
He
convulsing
is,
because somebody tried to go down a didn't want to go down a hill.
Yeah, he shouldn't be crying that hard.
Stop it.
He shouldn't be crying that hard, but that's his emotions. His emotions aren't screaming. He's not doing something.
See, I can't listen to him. I'll laugh at this. Boy, get out of here.
See, but then when he gets older and then it hides his emotions.
He ain't got to hide his emotions.
Yes, he does. If you telling him to shut up when he has them.
Then I tell him, just go in the other room and deal with it.
See, I'm just trying to make it so that when he feels certain ways, he feels comfortable coming to us.
He shouldn't feel comfortable crying because somebody didn't walk down a goddamn hill.
No, he'll get that lesson here in a second. When I send him out there to them coyotes. I'll be like, here. See what?
Are you done with your Tanksley Pride story? Listen, are we going to talk about...
We can talk about plates. You want to talk about plates?
Stamps! We're going to talk about stamps.
Really? Or you want to talk about plates? We can talk about plates. No, but let's talk about stamps.com. Stamps.com is so important. if you are an entrepreneur, heck, you ain't even got to be an entrepreneur. But if you are an entrepreneur and you have any type of e-commerce, any type of physical product you are sending out, stamps.com is what you want and what you need. I personally use stamps.com when dealing with our Patreon. Whenever I'm sending out anything, we have people all across the globe that are supporters of ours, and we are now about to drop our Wings merch. And guess how they get their stuff? Via stamps.com.
Stamps.
Stamps.com. What makes them so dope is when we think of stamps.com, we usually only think of the USPS stamps, right? The stamps that you use for your regular post mail. Well, no. They also can get your rates and your labels for UPS as well. And you're also paying less, a lot less. And you do it all from your home. That's the part that's clutch right there. I don't have time for anything, okay? Like, I just dropped our laundry off to be washed and folded because I ain't got time for that. So, you know I ain't got time to be going to the post office to get stamps, get things weighed out, make labels there. No, we can do it all from home, all from my printer. And stamps.com is something that I'm going to tell you right now. You're getting all the same services that you would from U.S. Postal or UPS shipping. And they make it easy for small businesses to mail and ship without needing to take a trip to the post office. And once your mail is ready, you can just schedule a pickup or drop off. It's super duper simple. Okay. Also, it's a no-brainer, saving nearly 1 million small business owners like you time and money. They offer deals that you can't get anywhere else, like up to 40% off. I did not stutter. Up to 40% off of USPS and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. Like, you're not going to get that anywhere else.
You ain't going to get that nowhere else.
And with their switch and save feature, you can quickly compare carriers to find the best rates every time. I promise you, I have used that. I've used that a lot. And for me, it's also great because, like I said, I can ship stuff internationally as well. So it makes my life so much easier. So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with our promo code, ARGUE, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. Come on. This is everything. No long-term commitments or contracts. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in ARGUE.
ARGUE.
That's stamps.com, promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Thank you, stamps.com,
thank you, Stamps,
for sponsoring this podcast.
I'm going to say plates.
No. Thank you, plates.
Slash ARGUE. Plates.
I hate you for that. The producer of this podcast, Marcus Tanksley, aka Plates.
Yeah, y'all, it's blurry again, and we ain't gonna do nothing about it, sorry.
Those are for the people who are watching live. Yeah, you will not have that problem if you're watching this
live
On YouTube after we upload it. So, tell them about what we're gonna talk about today, baby.
We are talking about...
I can't stand it.
No, so the topic of the day is going to be about things or people, things that you've done to people that you wish you apologized to and didn't.
Okay, so what? Let me help my husband with. We're going to talk about situations that we wish we apologized for.
Yeah. Situations, yeah.
Or people.
Or things that we wish we acted more harshly on and didn't.
Or just, whether it be stood up for ourselves, told the person off, went ahead and handled the situation. Don't you hate that? Don't you hate when you walk away from a situation with a bunch of shoulda, woulda, coulda?
Regret.
Just. Me and Melissa Fredericks were just talking about this. We both get stuck in a little bit of a, I don't know, like a broken record type of situation in our minds when a situation goes differently than what we wish, or the outcome goes differently. So then we replay all the things we shoulda, coulda, woulda did.
Yeah.
That probably pisses me off more than the situation going bad, is that I personally am a broken record in my mind.
Yeah.
And I can't, as much as I be trying to get out of it, it takes time for me not to replay over and over again. Or you could have said this, or you should have said that, or had you did this thing, then this would have happened. It is just a...
Yeah, in my more hot-headed foolery days, like every fight, like physical altercation that I chose to walk away from, I would regret it for months.
Really? Really?
Like it would eat me. Like, why didn't I just handle it? Oh, and it would just tear me up.
How many fights have you walked away from?
Oh, a few. Quite a few.
So women, very few or?
No, a lot.
You like, walked away from a lot of fights. So tell me, what's one of the fights that you wish you would have just went ahead and handled business?
So I remember I told you about this. This is like more recent, very recent, not within a few years. Me and our friend Wendell, me and my friend Wendell, we were going out to, I think we were going to grab some drinks or something one afternoon. It was still like daylight out, and we're walking up to this bar. And we heard this loud noise, like a bang, like somebody just punched something. And we turn over, we see this girl trying to get away from this dude. And she's like, get away from me. And he's like, no. So he's like, keeps grabbing her and like pressing her against like this wall. And so finally, like people start, and we all approach, like, oh, what's going on? So people, you know, have surrounded this dude or whatever. And like they end up walking off because she ends up walking off. So they're away, but now they have drawn like a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. So then finally somebody steps between, the manager of the club comes out, and they like separate everybody or whatever. By that time, police show up. No, police hadn't shown up yet. And so he's like, now he's like cussing and yelling and like just acting crazy. And then one of his boys is like down there, like, you know, between him and everybody else. And then, so he's sitting there, he's like, everybody looking at him, he's like yelling at, including like me and my friend Wendell. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I basically just yell some stuff back at him or whatever. Cause he's like now catching eye contact with me and everybody else. He's like, what, you talking to me? So I'm about to take off down there. And then Wendell like grabs my wrist. He was like, Marcus, this ain't even your fight. I was like, you right. Mm-hmm. But hearing him say all the stuff, I just wanted to charge down the street. I'm like, you done grabbed this woman and threw her against the wall and all this type of stuff. Do that to me, please. Mm-hmm. Please do it to me. I was so invited. So I was like, you know what? You right. I said, I ain't got nothing to do with this. For all I know, they've been in a 10-year relationship and she keeps going back to him. This ain't even my fight. Mm-hmm. But the only thing that makes me wish I went ahead and did it is when the police got there, the club manager or owner, whoever he was, came out and they're talking to the police and they're like, yeah. And I hear him telling the story to the police, and I'm like, oh no, that dude works in this bar. And his manager's now protecting him. And I was like, oh. And I was like, by that time, like, Wendell had already talked to me and convinced me to leave that situation alone. It was like, we were like, she's okay in the moment anyway. She seemed to be physically okay. Mm-hmm. But that was one of those that I'm like, oh, wow, this errant opportunity, and I'm just throwing it away.
Yeah. The only time that I can think of that I was like, well, why didn't I just go ahead and just fight everybody was the Yard House situation.
Yard House? Not, well, yeah, Yard House.
No, that
I did regret that.
When
that dude in the yellow jacket, I should have went ahead and just
busted him in his face.
I just got him a nose replacement. Because he was right there at punching distance too. The only thing I didn't is they were cowarding down so hard.
Yeah.
And it's hard to hit somebody when they're backing away. If they're charging you, it's a whole lot easier.
For those of y'all who don't know the story,
a lot of y'all probably found us from this.
Yeah,
story.
A lot of people found us. I didn't realize our video had gone viral. Marcus and I.
Dude was not drunk, by the way. No.
Marcus and I were at a restaurant. Having a great time, being flirtatious and whatnot.
Yeah, time away from the kids? Ugh.
Yeah, I just had Lamar. So this was our first date night out, actually. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting up at the bar. Marcus is being all lovey-dovey and grabbed my butt. Well, all of a sudden, Marcus is looking around, and he was like,
the first time I thought like condensation or something just like dripped from the ceiling, because I feel something hit my head, and I ain't paying no attention. I'm like, I feel something moisture on my arm. I'm like, all right, whatever. We keep talking, and then again, I feel something, and I'm like, somebody's throwing food at us.
Yes.
And it so then we were like, all right, maybe it was an accident. You know, some people is loud in here at the Yard House. Yeah, in Northridge. Manager didn't kick them out quick enough. But anyway, so we sitting there. Then the third time a lemon literally like hit my forearm.
No, one hit me. That's
is
how
that what it was? Yes. Oh, yeah, one hit Angel. That's probably what set me off.
Nope, somebody's throwing food.
So we sitting at our bar to our backs to a majority of the restaurant. So I turn up and I'm like, who's got a problem? Like, I'm walking to every table, families and all. Who is throwing food?
Right.
We can settle this right now. I'm walking up to everybody, even the table that we ended up finding out did it. Everybody's like, no. So then finally these two ladies come over to us, and they was like, hey, there's actually that table over there with those two guys and the girl, the dude in the yellow jacket, has been throwing the food. We're like, thank you. So we told the bar, hey, their drinks are on us. Went over to the dude. I'm like, I don't remember what I said to him, but I'm giving him every opportunity. Hey, if you got a problem with me, speak up now. Because another piece of food come over and hit me and my wife, there's going to be a big problem. Yeah. Like, I was like, I have no proof that y'all actually did it.
Yeah.
But if one more piece hit us, you're paying for it.
You know what I would have liked to have done? Because we wouldn't have been able to get away with hitting them and not going to jail. But I should have cleared that table into their laps. That would have made me feel just fine. Just swiping glass, drinks, and food right until they left.
Because at this point, both of them look like they're gym heads. They all rounded off and bulky and stuff. He was like, no, bro. Here's our lemons right here. I said, y'all got three drinks here, and there's lemon in one glass. I said, so where's the rest of them? Don't play me for a fool. So I'm like talking to them real, like, not even, I ain't being nearly as respectful as I'm telling y'all right now. But they are like, no, so we would never, oh, I promise we would never, we're so sorry, we're never, all this type of stuff. So then call the manager over. We tell the manager, the ladies that saw him, they told the manager whatever, and they sat there probably another 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, they're just waiting on them to pay their tab.
No.
Like, oh, really? Yard House in Northridge. You going to just let them people set up in here?
I was just like, and it was so funny because they were like afterwards, first they were like, you know what, your drinks are on us. And I was thinking, if y'all think drinks, I'm going to pay for a goddamn thing that I didn't eat here, you have lost your mind.
Yeah, so then, because once all that happened, now we were both looking, we laughed to ourselves like, they said the drinks is on them. No, the whole meal is on y'all. And I was like, matter of fact, I'm buying them girls some drinks and picking up their tab. I said, tell the waiter, I said, give us their tab. That's going to be on us. Ain't nobody paying for this food.
It's just ridiculous. That's the only time I think, like, aggressive wise, because I did allegedly push that old lady down and I did allegedly throw coins at another lady. So those times I did get allegedly get out my anger.
Oh, there was one you didn't let me get it out at the light over in Hollywood.
You didn't let me fight that little boy.
That little boy was 12. You would have been in prison. You would have had a bunch of charges.
No, I wouldn't
have. We were at a stoplight one time. We were just getting off the interstate at a off ramp. And these chicks pulled up beside us and was like, you effing idiot. And then they didn't get to go no further. They had to stop right there. I'm like, we don't even know what they were yelling about. We look, I said, oh, I'm fighting my own self trying to get my seatbelt off and get out the car. Angel's like holding the seatbelt. Like, no, I'm like, no. Oh, they're going to replace.
We were headed for the interstate out of Hollywood. Marcus was going to kick their.
Hey, their mirrors was coming off. Their window. Their window was going to be shattered. Side
mirror off of her car.
You take an elbow to a side window, it's going to shatter. If I can get to her, I might snatch her up out this car. Like,
I'm not, what are you going to do all that?
Oh, my goodness.
He was ready to kick off her side mirror. That's what he was going to do. He was just going to kick it off. It was going to be dangling off of the side of her car.
I wasn't going to dangle. I was going to snatch it all the way off and then throw it across traffic.
And I was like, there are too many cameras in Hollywood. You are a tall black man. Hey, they will find you.
Would have been extremely viral way before the lemon incident.
Well, speaking of lemons, that's something that Kai likes in every meal. And the meals that he also likes are from our second sponsor, Every
Plate.
There you go. Experience full plates and full of wallets with America's Best Value Meal Kit. Listen, I don't know where in the world you can get homemade quality food priced at $1.99 per meal. I don't know where you're going to get that from. Typically, if you see that type of price outside of our sponsor, Every Plate, know that you're either not getting real meat. This you're not going to digest the food. It'll be in your intestines for a long time. But Every Plate, they are like, no, we want to bring delicious home-cooked meals to your house at a definite reduced price. You're not having to go to the grocery store. You're not having to spend a gajillion dollars on takeout. And they offer a changing menu of 14 recipes per week featuring a wide range of flavors and ingredients so you never get bored, because that's the part of cooking that be just irritating me. We were on a broccoli, salmon, and rice kick for so long.
Yeah.
It was just...
That broccoli was bomb, man.
But then we would switch it out with the chicken. It was just boring. It was boring.
It was, yeah.
But Every Plate, no. It was healthy. But sometimes you want a variety. And that's what Every Plate offers. Healthy and variety.
Absolutely.
You want to be able to get both. Mm-hmm. Every Plate makes it easy and affordable to cook hearty, delicious, family-pleasing meals. Every Plate is 50% cheaper than a meal made from grocery store ingredients. So now is the perfect time to focus on saving money easily. With most meals coming together in 30 minutes or less, that leaves more time for you to spend with your friends and family outside enjoying the summer sun. This is something that we are getting for our family, especially with me being on the road, because we literally cannot. We were just doing our budget.
Hey.
And what we realized we were spending on takeout is astronomical. The amount of debt we could pay off if we were just doing Every Plate, the amount of money we could save would just be life-changing.
The price you pay for Every Plate is almost cheaper than ingredients that you buy at the grocery store.
No, it's not almost. It is.
Well, it is.
It's 50% cheaper.
50%. Oh, you did say 50%.
Sorry, my husband. He's not the one that does the budget. So he's just like, is it cheaper? Yeah. Yes, y'all. It's a lot cheaper. Also, what I wanted to say is one of the things that sets Every Plate apart. Like there are other meal delivery services that you could go with, but you're not going to get this type of inexpensiveness while not sacrificing quality. And that's something that I feel like, especially our listeners, I know our listeners, they budget. Okay. So
$1.99
per meal. You can't, what?
Yeah. So
being able to put my family on that while I'm on the road is going to be a huge benefit, because Marcus, he's great at grilling. When we get into the kitchen, that's where things start to,
they're going
to
slow down.
Yes. So being able to have something that has all the instructions, the pictures, everything.
Tank don't bake like it used to.
So he'll be able to throw a meal together for the boys and then go sit down and rest himself and not be worried about, okay, what they going to eat tonight. Not be worried about the restaurant close. He can be like, the refrigerator didn't close and Every Plate's already up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So try Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering the code ARGUE99.
ARGUE199.
Yes. Every Plate. Get started with Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering the code ARGUE199.
ARGUE199.
I'm going to tell y'all again because I want y'all to get it, because I know I fumbled the ball at the beginning, but it's ARGUE199, but you're going to go to everyplate.com and enter the code ARGUE199.
ARGUE199.
That's up to 100% $100 value. Come on. Y'all need to try Every Plate. It's America's Best Value Meal Kit. And we thank them for sponsoring today's episode.
Thank you, Every Plate.
Okay, so we didn't talked about who we wish we would have told off. I'm sure you have many more.
Oh, yeah.
Many, you know,
I'm actually a very peaceful individual. I really am.
And what do you, in what way, please?
I always, I never go looking for issues.
A lot of times I try to get myself out of problems and out of situations that may turn to be ugly.
Marcus, I feel like that is not the truth.
You ain't got it. Y'all don't care how you feel. Okay, because that's the truth. Because
when your friends be getting ready to have issues, you ready to be like, well, let's go.
It depends, deal though. With the... It all depends on... I don't like my friends to be wronged. When it's concerning me, it's easier for me to be like, you know what? I ain't even, it's not even.
I can believe that.
For real. I'm very protective. Like with Angel, if the lemon hit me, I probably wouldn't have had any issues. Like, you know what? I'd turn around and be like, hey, y'all quit doing that. But it hit Angel, now we got problems.
Now we got problems. You right.
You know where when it almost got set off? When? Is when you had your back. So at this point, after we done addressed everything, we waiting on the managers to kick them out. And I got my back to them now. I'm back eating and talking, you know, eating my wings or whatever. Yeah. And Angel goes, what? I was made good old shocked. She was like, no, I thought he was looking over here. I was like, oh, I see. I thought they had said something. I'm like, oh, that's all I needed.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean by...
But that's you, not me. That's when it's concerning you.
Yes, but it is your reaction, right?
From your reaction. So it's your fault.
Is it my fault?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't often choose violence. But when I do, I choose the best violence there is.
My husband is... Listen, stop looking at me with desire in your eyes.
Just let me fix it.
No.
Let me fix it.
No. Leave me be. Leave me be.
Leave me be. Anyway.
Is that how I said it?
So when is a time, what's a time that you...
Let me tell the truth.
Reacted way too harshly.
It's not even harshly. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to be transparent. Okay, can I... I've grown as a person. No, I'm dead serious on this. I remember in high school, I'm not going to say the person's name because I know they're still alive, but you know, if they ever see it, I hope they know. It was a young guy. His father had recently died. His father was a pastor. Right after his father died, he came out of the closet. And me and him were having a conversation about it. And I didn't take no issue with the boy being gay. But we definitely had a different interpretation of some events that happened in the Bible. And then he just started making up stuff, right? And so we started arguing. We started arguing about the Bible.
Now, Angel used to be one of those people, either you believe this or you're going to burn in hell. And it's the way I understand it, not the way you understand
it. No, but he was just lying. And while what I was saying might have been truth or was truth, that is not what he needed in that time.
Mm-hmm.
His father had just died. And he was having to deal with the fact that he was allowing his full identity to be known to the school and to everybody. And me being Miss Know-It-All was like, what you're not about to do is be over here lying about the scriptures. That's what you're not going to do. And I could have shown so much more compassion in that moment. And that is a moment that I still think about. Like, I still honestly think about, I was only 15 or 16 at the time. We were young. But as a grown woman, I still think about that moment because I was not thinking about like where he really was at in life. At the time, I was all about, well, we talking about the Bible? You want to talk about the Bible? Well, then, you know, that's what we going to do. There was like no level of compassion of like...
Because this is what I do. I talk about the Bible. If I'm not sitting in this school, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, because I was the type of girl that I would fast when my church fasted. If the church was fasting, I would sit in a classroom and read the Bible while I was fasting. I took the word very seriously. It's not that I don't take it seriously anymore. But I think about how much that could have negatively, and maybe it did. It might not have. He might have brushed it off. But how much that could have negatively impacted him for the rest of the time that he was at the school. You know what I'm saying? Because I was not considered a mean girl. But that definitely felt like a mean girl moment to me when I look back on it. Of like, okay, he's making up stuff. He's making up stuff to soothe himself right now, Angel. Like, you just over here pouring salt in all of his wounds. Just like, no. So, yeah, when I look back on it, like, I definitely feel like you just were not Christian, like, in that moment at all. You thought you were being super Christian, but you were the exact opposite of that. And it do.
The way some church folk, especially back in the day, a lot of them still like it. It's not Christian like unless you're condemning people. like for real. It's like, yeah. It'd be the worst.
And the thing is, somebody said he needed to know the truth. He knew the truth. This boy was raised by a pastor. He knew the truth. He just needed for himself, in him dealing with his own truth of who he was trying to manage things to not feel like nothing. And I was not helping. I wasn't at all. And that is something I'm telling you. Anytime I think about the type of, as they use the word, ally, I might not be super ally. Like, I'm not, you know, there are people that are heterosexual that you wouldn't even know they were because they are such an ally to the LGBTQIA mm-hmm. community. But, I was the epitome of the antithesis, I felt like.
There's an E now?
No. I-E? Oh. I-A. Intersexual and asexual.
We ain't going.
No, you know, there's people who are not attracted to people at all.
Okay.
They put that on there. So anyways, that's something that I'm like... So yeah, so now I'm way better. But... If I could go back to him, if I ever ran into him, I think I would. I'd be like, hey, you might not remember this, but I do. I remember what stairwell we were standing in when I was arguing you down, pulling up scriptures to get you together.
Just like, right here, turn to Jeremiah.
Listen, our argument went from the front of the school lawn all the way up the steps.
Walking side by side.
Oh, yeah. We were getting into it.
He probably trying to get away from you.
No. He was in there like swimwear, and I was on him. I was on his tail. So, yeah, that's definitely one that one day, if I run into him, I'm going to be like, oh, the Lord wants me to tell you I said what I said. No. I'm going to be like, I'm sorry. I was not a good friend, and I was not a good... I was not a good example of Christ-like behavior. So what's something that you would
I regret or I don't feel, I feel like I act too harshly on? Mine goes back to elementary school. Because usually once I make my mind up to do something, I'm fine with it. So I literally like traced my entire history. And I was like, there's one that I always stood out, even like right after it happened. This is elementary school, y'all. That's how far back this goes. I ain't gonna say a name. There was this young lady. I don't even recall ever even doing anything to this girl. Back in the day, I had a bit of a temper. Very short fuse. Didn't take much to set it off, but I was extremely quiet. I ain't bother a lot of people. And for that reason, I got picked on. So that fuse would usually come in attack when I got picked on. And it was just, it went from Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It was just like a light switch. Anyway, I remember we were getting out of school one day, and this young lady, I think she walked past me and either smacked me in the back of my head, or as she was walking past me, she like did something like to my face, like poked me in the eye. And my friend Chris was standing beside me, and I took off running, chasing her, because she took off running immediately. And the only thing I remember is him yelling, "Marcus, stop, don't do it." And I heard his voice fading in the back because I'm sprinting chasing her. Now, the hallway is crowded. And I see her zigzagging through people. And I'm like looking ahead, seeing where she's going to zigzag. Because I remember like going out of my way because I'm like, she's going to have to meet over here. And when I caught up to this young lady, I punched her twice in the face.
What?
And I remember I was just enraged. I don't even remember. I remember it was like outer body experience. And as soon as I done it, she like grabbed her face and she kept running. And I remember I stopped and I felt so bad.
You punched a girl twice in the face?
That ain't the only time I punched a girl. The other girl, she was much bigger than me. She picked that fight with me.
Marcus!
She chose me because I was the smallest out of the group.
Wait a second.
I thought the second girl was going to beat me up. That was a defense. Let me get back to the first and the one I regret. Because the second one, I don't. The first one I regret, and I immediately feel so bad. And we went on, we're friends now, like we see each other. It's, hey, Tank, hey, what's up?
You know,
we
talk. Get punched again.
Shut up, this is elementary school. We went to I think we went to elementary, middle, and high together. We're really close. We're cool now. It ain't like no issue. But that always stood out. And I think she did recall it because she had two older sisters, either one or two older sisters, and they knew my sister, thank God. Because they rolled up on me.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, "You Marcus?" I was like, and as soon as they asked, I already knew, like, all right, I'm going to catch these fades strong. Because I think it was her. I think she had one sister and a friend, or she had two older sisters. And they were just like, "So you punched my sister?" You know, they said her name. I was like, yeah. Like, and I feel bad. And I was like, I'm going to take these kicks and punches. Like the trash. Like the trash. This was elementary school. I was, I don't know. It was in elementary school. I don't remember. They were in middle school at this point. So I already knew I had hell coming down on me.
Yeah.
And I already knew it. It was like, ain't nothing I can do about it. These girls are going to handle me.
Uh-huh.
And they was like, "You lucky you Sonya's sister, a brother. Don't you ever touch my sister again." I was like, "I will never."
Was your sister already big?
Oh, yeah. She was like, "What happened?" I remember she asked me, and I told her. And I don't remember what made me do it. Like, I can't remember what she did. She was like, "But Mark, she's a girl. You still..." I said, "I know. I couldn't control it." Like, I really couldn't. Even to this day, I don't think... I've had my...
So, Sai makes so much more sense now.
I've had the switch flip on me before, but that one I recall so vividly. It was just like, nah, my cousin that hit me. Yeah, no, he deserved that too. I'm the smallest. I've always been the smallest until I got a little older. But no, I regret that. Like, I still regret that, even though we cool now.
This is where Sai gets it from.
I couldn't imagine my daughter coming home
and a little boy punched in the face twice. I'd be like, "Did you hit him on the back of the? Did you hit him?
Not on the over?
Did you hit him on the back of the head? Because your daddy would have punched you too."
I feel, yeah, that was like, it was one of those things, like, it happened, can't take it back.
No, Marcus is Sai. That's Sai.
How you figure?
Sai, with his switch. His switch has been taken off the wall here for a second, but I'll explain more after.
After our next sponsor, who is Monk Pack?
Plates! Yes! Monk Pack granola bars. Keto granola bars. Y'all know, I'm on this tour. I'm traveling. I'm on the road, okay? And when I tell you, when we get into places, we went to this trash place called Wawa when we were in Orlando. Yeah, they were like, "Oh, we're going to get some good." It was gas station food that they done got me hyped up for. And it was disgusting.
Tahir found it, didn't he?
And I'm so mad. I'm on tour with Kevin and Tahir. Both of them are yuck mouths when it comes to food. And I was like, "This is what you get, Angel. You left your goddamn old Monk Pack at home, and I wouldn't have been over there eating nasty gas station food with these two no-neck Negroes." But Monk Pack, I'm going to tell you what, is everything. It contains just 1 gram of sugar, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 140 calories. They're gluten-free, grain-free, plant-based, and non-GMO with no soy, no trans fats, sugar alcohols, or artificial colorings. Just think of it as like a really good, crunchy, yet chewy granola bar that comes in some really great flavors. Chewy texture, the flavors are coconut chocolate chip, peanut butter, and blueberry almond vanilla. Let me tell you, that peanut butter in me, this is what I like about the peanut butter one. It has a sweetness to it that makes you feel like you're eating something you shouldn't be eating. And that's what the little chunky girl in me, that's what I need sometimes. I need that like guilty pleasure type of feel. And that is what that peanut butter Monk Pack is like. But I also know I'm eating healthy because you can taste that you're actually eating really real granola, and you actually are eating real food, not a bunch of processed mess. And granola bars are one of my gym jams. It's great for quick breakfast, a snack between like meetings or Zoom calls, or a late night treat. Like I said, it's great for carry on if you're traveling now that the world is opening up. And again, you can't beat the low sugar nutrition or the taste that they provide. And you can shop online and avoid going to the grocery store to pick it up, because Monk Pack is delivered right to your door. Okay, so this is what we want you to do. Don't ever get stuck with Tahir and Kevin and end up going to Wawa, okay? Be happy, be fulfilled, and be blessed by ordering you some Monk Pack. Try it for yourself and you'll see. We have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering the code ARGUE at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% satisfaction guarantee. And if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to MUNKPACK.com and select any product. Then enter the code ARGUE at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. We thank them for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Monk Pack. So yeah, all these years later, still regret it.
Oh my gosh. Punched a girl in the face twice. Yeah. Were you in fifth grade, Marcus? Because that you already pulling past the pack in fifth grade.
Who, in size?
Yes.
Nah, I don't think it was fifth grade. I don't remember. I know it was elementary school.
Oh my goodness, my husband.
Feel awful. Yeah. Now the second girl... Now, she probably had about 200 pounds on me.
Why did she want to fight you?
So, this is our new sign. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. There was already like a verbal altercation happening.
Between who and what?
I was not even in the mix. I was just standing on one side and they were standing on the other. And I don't know if somebody threw a rock. Somebody threw something at her or did something. And I know something hit her because I remember she said, ow. And turned around and starts charging. And I'm like, looking around like, clearly she's not charging me.
clearly. I'm not her target.
When I tell you, she pushed me like by the neck.
Oh.
Like lifted me.
Oh no.
Like I was airborne. I remember hitting the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, I'm crying and my cousins are on top of me holding me back and like had me on the ground. And I look up and she's running out holding her face. I don't even remember. Don't remember. And then because like my daddy, like all the adults and stuff, this is behind my cousin's house, so all the adults and stuff, they were like up the hill, and apparently they saw it because I remember like my dad and a few other people like coming down. Some people were checking on her and some people were coming to me, and I remember all the adults had a smile or laughing.
Oh, no. God.
So they probably watched the whole thing happen, but I don't even remember hitting that. But yeah, her poor little eye blacked up and swelled up.
This is my little angry children. Ty can't get mad at Ty and his emotions. He had to change it to crying so he wouldn't be angry like you.
Ty used to be violent.
He used to be very violent.
A short little temper on him.
Ty, you had to catch him before he had the thought, because he would swing so fast. Ty would come back from here. Not from here. And when I say from here, for those of you all who are just listening, imagine your hand being behind
Sai standing in front of a wall and he's reaching back to touch it and it's 3 feet behind. That's where he would come from.
And be like, wait. So you have to catch him while it was behind him, because if he got in front of him, he's going to lay it down.
Yeah, she pushed me y'all up in my neck. I remember I was choking as I was flying through the air. Girl had some momentum on it.
So wait, you're saying you wish you could apologize to her?
No, I said that one I don't regret. The first one I definitely regret. This is a kid, and then, I was going to say, I got smacked when I was in high school by a chick. I was breaking up a fight, and she smacked me.
On purpose?
I think, yeah, because I stepped in between them, and I was pushing her back, and she smacked me, and then looked up and was like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, what did you say?
I was like, get away from me. Because that's one of those where your eye, like my eye was stinging. I was stinging. I mean, it was like, everybody was like, ooh, it was one of those. I was like, get away from me.
You just have had.
But I got control of that, the whole girl thing, a long time ago. Now, dudes I didn't hit, I don't regret none of them. My cousin, I think I gave him a concussion. He was bigger than me, too. Everybody's older than me, y'all, so that's why I don't regret none of these fights.
Marcus, just a shame.
I grew up fighting. I got chased home by brothers. There was a family of like 8 of these niggas. Like, they were deep. Picked on me all day at school. Chased me home. They caught me halfway. And I went to town. Crying and snotting. Went to town. I'm talking about just sweat. I mean, because I was surrounded. I said, all right, here's what it is. So then, somehow I got free. And I remember my people that lived beside me, I heard them running the house. They was like, I can't remember their name. Something brothers. That's what we call them. Whatever their last name was. Brothers. They tried to jump Marcus, and he beat up like 3 of them. I don't remember nothing. I just kept running home till I got in the house, crying, snotting.
Oh,
I don't remember. How did this turn into me just fighting versus regrets?
I don't know. So, you over here talking about, and then another time I put my hands on a girl.
That was just, I was only bringing up the one time. You was like, how many times you hit a girl? It happened only twice. Well, the first one I definitely regret. My sister, but she beat me up. We grew up fighting. That's what we did. She was always bigger than me, too.
I just...
By a lot.
You need to replace one of these fights with a regret.
Oh, a fight that I regret?
No, just a regret. Somebody you need to apologize to.
I already did the first one.
I said you need to replace one of these other fights.
Another one?
Yes.
Let's see. You what? Tell you tell another one, I'll be thinking.
There was a teacher I can flip on the other side. There was a teacher that I was disrespectful to, and there's another teacher I wish I would have went off on.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher I was disrespectful to was a science teacher. I don't know if I was just in a mood that day and I could tell I hurt her feelings. Because I was not that type of student. And I think that's also what hurt her feelings. You know, as a teacher, because I taught for a little bit, you be holding on to the kid that's like respectful, that's helpful. That's what you get you through your day. And then when they turn on you, it's just like, well, let me quit. And I said something smart, Alec. I just said something smart, Alec. I didn't go off on her, but I was. I was like, something. I gave her all the young black girl attitude I had in my body. And I saw her just speechless.
You trash, ain't you?
And then she went back to teaching. I felt so bad instantly. I was like, what has come over me? It's because I hadn't been fasting and reading my Bible, is what it was. So her, I feel she probably dead by
you
now.
You didn't have no monk pack on you.
But I, if I could, if she is still alive, I would apologize to her for that moment. And then the person I would have wished I would have went off on was my chorus teacher. He tried to blame this whole situation on me. Let me tell you, out of my 13 years in school, from kindergarten to 12th grade, my mother never had to come to school for me for anything behavioral, ever. Mm. My senior year, she had to be called up to that school. So when the teacher was trying to blame a bunch of stuff on me, and this is my mother's thing. My mother is one of those you never disrespect adults. That's how I was raised. It doesn't matter how disrespectful they are. You stay in a child's place. I, the adult, will handle it. My children aren't being raised like that, but that's how I was raised. So I held it together. I did leave the classroom, but I did hold it together. And my mother was like, hold on. When he was down, she said, my daughter has never had in her entire educational career any disciplinary problems ever.
Mm-hmm.
You can check her file. She said, so I'm having a hard time believing that she did what you're saying she did.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, so I'm going to have to trust and believe that if she says she didn't do it, she didn't do it, and you're mistaken. And he was like, okay. All right, because there was really nothing. It was just like, you're going off of what other people told you. The people who told you lied. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. And so I wish I would have just went ahead and gave him a reason to really call my mother. Yeah. I wish I would have been like, that's why people think you a pedophile. Like, I wish I would have did the whole nine. But I didn't. I just stood my ground. I was so frustrated with him. I was just like, you old. He probably still teaching there, or he did too. I don't know. He might still be there.
I have a regret.
What is it, baby?
I regret not cussing out Jeffrey Punk Ass Gilmore, my high school principal.
It's supposed to be somebody that you are anything apologizing. Bad that happens to him.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. And I want this message to reach him with all the feeling that I feel right now in my heart.
It's supposed to be something you're apologizing for.
Oh, something I apologize for?
Yes.
Man, I'm quick to apologize when I wrong people.
But sometimes you don't know you wronged them until
I... Well, I still don't know that I wronged them. Still say, I'm sure there's people I've wronged that I don't know, honestly. I don't know who I owe apology to.
Okay, I'll make a list.
Go ahead and make a list.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a list.
Let me see here. Oh, he got what he deserved, too. No, I can't think.
What I be telling Marcus, like, yo, you too harsh. Ah, they fine.
Because they fine. I'm like, if you can pull the harsh out of me,
No. It don't need to be pulled. Sometimes it fall out.
No, I don't.
It be like an accidental bump. No. It fall out. And I'll be like, Marcus, pull back.
All right. I wish I could apologize to the dude that I cussed out that time when I was out here visiting you. And he was trying to tell us that we had a low tire.
This is this man. There's a dude trying to wave us down.
Hold on. First, let's just say the history of things that's happened out here in California. We have been called... and told to go home.
That was after we moved there. This is when you visited, or is this when you moved?
No, it's after we moved. Okay. We were going to church over there in Compton. Uh-huh. That's where it happened at. Mm-hmm. We had been, there's a bunch of stuff that happened in traffic. I was people were blowing at me and stuff, and people acting stupid in traffic. So I've already conditioned myself to prepare for the worst in traffic. So we're leaving church one day, the house of the Lord. We had just got on the interstate. I think we're on like the 105 or something. And we see here this somebody honking the horn. We see somebody pulling up beside us.
Marcus reaches over my body to give this man the middle finger.
And he's just like, I was just trying to tell you that your tire's low. My bad, dude in the black Bronco. My bad. I'm sorry. I was wrong. I was way like too said, quick to judge.
That's how the brain, the
Angel should apologize to that little 12-year-old boy.
Nope. That's one that I wish I would have been able to do like that big girl did you.
So wrong. And he,
I should have picked him up by his neck and sat him behind us. At that time, I was only like 10 years old than that boy.
No, you wasn't.
14 years older.
Yeah, exactly. 14 years older. And considering the age... It ain't much when you get in your 60s, but when you 24 and you 14 years older than somebody, hey, that's a lot.
He'll know better next time.
Little boy's just trying to get with his family. Angel over here acting all black chick on him.
Yep. Black chick angel. Black chick angel. That's who I be. That is who I be.
Wrong.
Well, that's you guys, you if there's anyone... that you need to apologize to, do it today.
Do it today. Go ahead and apologize to them people.
It'll make you feel better, or it won't, but it's still something that they might appreciate and that your soul might appreciate as well. And also, when somebody do you wrong, go on ahead. Let them have it. Let them have it. That's the lesson of today.
You don't want to live with that regret.
You'll eat away at you.
Don't listen to us, y'all.
We would like to thank our sponsors, Plate. tell them who.
It was plural. It was plates. So stamps, every plate, and Monk Pack. Make sure y'all check out those sponsors. Use our promo codes when shopping and supporting those sponsors by some, and by doing that, you will support us.
That was a skip to Malou, my darling, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Again, we want to thank our Patreon members for being here and enjoying us. We appreciate you all. They've been having a whole conversation about grits in the comments. They halfway in the conversation, halfway
out. Y'all ain't even paying attention to us.
Because that's also, there. It's a community and they enjoy each other. So, also check out, I have some wing shirts that are going to be available on our website.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be on shopmamalikes actually, .com that you'll be able to get them. My Patreon is getting first dibs at them. Plus they're getting a discount code. So if you were part of Patreon, you could too. All right, guys. We'll see you all next Wednesday. Subscribe to That Chick Angel TV. Subscribe to Tanksley TV. Follow Marcus on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram. And on Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book. Mm-hmm. You can follow me at That Chick Angel everywhere. And check me out on tour. Slightly Problematic Take 2. You can buy tickets at KevOnStage.com. That's all for now, folks. Bye!
I ain't got nothing else to say.
You ain't got nothing else to say? Then say bye.
I holler back at y'all.